93Q, the number one hit music station. It is Jack Ryan, and we are doing what I hope is the first in a series of regular interviews we have with the one and only local musician, Ben Fiore.
What's
up? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
You know, I've been wanting to bring you in for an interview for like the longest time, and the fact that it's actually happening now, like I'm very excited. So thank you for coming in today.
Of course, yeah, I'm super stoked.
And you had a long drive in from New York, you were saying.
Yeah, it's been a long day. We woke up at I think 6:30, ended up taking a bus, drove here, got here at 2. Now I'm here. Got a show tonight to rock out till midnight, and then passing out.
Yes, no, that's right. Because so you are playing tonight at the Retreat in Liverpool.
Yes. Yep.
And that's a place that you're pretty familiar with. You've been there before.
Oh yeah, yeah. They used to, when I used to live in Syracuse, I would get hired there a bunch of times during the summer. They do a lot of summer shows on the patio.
Okay.
So that became kind of my regular spot in Syracuse where people could find me a lot. So to be back there is going to be pretty fun.
Awesome. And you're playing tonight with Zach Hayes.
Yes.
Who, if you're listening, you're not familiar, Ben and Zach and Ryan have played together for how long?
I want to say 3 years, me and Zach 4, or maybe even 5. I think we're coming up on 5.
Wow.
5 year anniversary.
Five years. It goes by just like that.
Yeah.
Now, we've had you through 93Q. We've had you at Amy's Slumber Party in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We've had you at Pirates Weekend.
Yep.
We've had you on Ted and Amy numerous times.
Numerous times, yeah.
Am I missing anything?
I think that's about it. I mean, I was so sad I had to miss a slumber party this year, but new job in New York, but you know, all is good. I'll be back next year, hopefully.
All
for
right.
Sure.
Well, what's keeping you busy out in New York these days?
So aside from songwriting in my room a bunch, I'm just working in a new restaurant, in Brooklyn by the Barclays Center.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm one of the managers at a ramen spot. So it's not your packaged ramen that you're used to. This is legit stuff. It's delicious.
Like they make it. Like they make it in the.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's like homemade.
Homemade. It's all delicious.
So I've got to ask because you've been obviously promoting on Facebook all this week, and your Facebook page is it Ben Fiore Music?
Yeah, you can find me as Ben Fiore.
Okay.
It pops up. It'll say musician and band underneath it when you search it. So
you're talking about coming here to Syracuse to play all week, and you have a new album coming out soon.
Yes. Well, I still have to figure out what studio I want to work with, but it's going to be a pretty quick project because I just want it to be me and the guitar.
Oh, okay.
I just kind of want to bring it into like the raw state of just me playing live in front of you like I will today. You know, I want to bring that experience to the listener.
So like with no production.
Yeah, it's just going to be real simple.
All acoustic.
Yeah, so all acoustic. I'll still have, you know, some of the, it's not going to be all, you know, ballads or anything like that. It's still going to be some of my good upbeat pop jams. But I just want to bring the experience of people, because a lot of times what I hear, and I love the compliment, but people are like, wow, you just sound so much better live than you do on an album.
Yeah.
And I keep hearing that over and over. I've heard that forever. So I really want to just bring that. I want to bring that tone to an album to make it seem like I'm playing right in front of you.
And you know what I mean? I love
that. Without all the stuff.
Yes. I love that because in my mind, I'll use Ed Sheeran as an example.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I are both big fans of Ed Sheeran.
Yes.
What I love about Ed is that when he plays live and you've seen him before, he's amazing, if not better than his actual albums.
Right.
Because it's raw.
Mm-hmm.
It's just him and a loop pedal.
Right.
And the fact that you're taking that approach to an entire album, I think is pretty awesome.
Yeah. I just want to, because I wrote all this stuff when I was in New York and, you know, just chilling by myself in my room and didn't really have any other things happening. I just took inspiration from different stories I might have come up with in my head or certain things that happened in my life. And I just really want to bring that like raw story to an album without all the craziness surrounding it and just have it be like really in front of your face and just like, so you can really.
Well, that's kind of what I was wondering too, tying it back to, you know, living in New York and the new job and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get a lot of, on this new album, the inspiration for your songs, do you get a lot of that from your experiences living in New York?
Because
that's gotta be an interesting place to live.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. But I find myself drawing myself a lot back to experiences I've either had back home, like here, or when people are visiting, or I don't know. It seems like I write a lot of stuff that might be happening outside of New York than technically just like just stuff that happens every day. I did try to write this like super Ed Sheeran song. It like did not work at all. I don't remember it, but it was last year when, or 2 years ago when like Multiply was huge.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think there was a song on it called English Rose or something.
Yeah, I love that song.
Okay. So good. So
that was an extra on the deluxe version.
Yes, exactly. So English Rose is, I don't know, I just fell in love with the song. Uh-huh. And I started writing a song like that, and it just, like, didn't work at all. But I wrote it all about my experiences in the city. So I still have those lyrics. So I feel like I'm going to apply them elsewhere, which happens a lot, too, is I take lyrics or two sentences or two lines from a verse somewhere else, and I'm like, ooh, I really like that. I'll look back at my notes on my iPhone, and something that happened 3 years ago, I'll be like, ooh, let's build a story off that.
That's really cool. I can imagine that that's really hot. Like, thinking back to school, like writing an essay and writing writing papers and stuff, it's this process of, you don't just start writing and it's all right there.
Right.
It takes time. So like you may write a couple sentences and then you take a break if you actually give yourself enough time to work on the paper before it's due. But you write a few sentences, you take a break, you come back to it maybe a couple days later. And it's like, oh, maybe I can take this sentence and grow on that.
Exactly.
The writing process for music
has
to be something similar, although
definitely
expand it.
Right. I always write with music first. I'm not, I mean, there's some writers out there, especially rappers do this a lot, but they write just notebooks of just lyrics upon lyrics. I always think of like Eminem. I don't know why, but writing
are you an
a
Eminem
bunch
fan?
Of lyrics, you know, just like he's just always scribbling. Like they've shown his notebooks online and stuff. It's pretty sweet. But, I always write the music first and then like get into a mood or like a story setting that like really fits that. Because I might have these like random lyrics and then I'll be writing a song and then I'll go through my phone before I start writing completely new stuff and see if anything were to fit that I've written in the past that maybe not have fit with other music that I tried out. It's a lot of trial and error.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of back and forth, but sometimes I just write a song in 15 minutes. It's crazy.
Really?
I think you might have seen it. I posted on Facebook or Instagram. I wrote like two songs in a night.
That was like recently, right?
Like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Are those are bits and pieces of songs on your album?
Yeah. So I'm going to be playing two of them today because I just really like them a lot.
And those are songs that you just wrote in a few minutes.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Like,
see, that's amazing to me.
They just like happened. And sometimes I can't explain it. But it just, I don't know. It just, stuff just starts flowing and I really like the chords and then just everything spills out lyrically. And it just happens. Like I can't explain it sometimes.
It's almost like, you know, without getting too graphic here, it's almost like your brain just like throws up.
Yeah.
I guess you could sort of think
exactly.
about it.
Yeah. So I feel like sometimes it can be just like pent up feelings that you didn't know you even had. And it just like all comes out at once, just like if you were to vent to someone about a situation.
I've done a lot of venting recently, so.
Yeah.
So. But that's a different conversation for another day. No, that's really cool. That's really cool. So how is this new album? By the way, do you have a release date set?
I don't have a release date set, but I would really like to have it done by the summer.
Okay.
But I just need to, again, I just need to find like the right studio and the right vibe. I might not go like that full on professional studio, honestly. Mm. I was actually even thinking about if I could grab some good mics and like record something in like a living room or something like that. That would be a cool
concept.
And
you're going for raw, and you can't get more raw than that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So, you know, even my past two albums, even though there's like full production on them, everything was done aside from the bass and the guitar and the vocals. Everything else was done over the computer. So my producer just did everything on, you know, electronic keyboard and everything and a pad for like the hip hop beats and whatnot. And everything was recorded in an Oswego dorm room.
Really?
Just with a good microphone.
Wait, you went to SUNY Oswego?
Well, no, my...
your friend did.
Yeah,
okay.
My friend did.
All right, I was going to say, how did I not know
so that? Me and Zach did Circles, and then the place we would go, half of that album was also just in a dorm room.
It's amazing. The
which is just crazy.
These things.
Because sometimes you just need a good mic.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Like,
it's as simple as
and
that.
And it's simple as that. And if you have a good producer, you can, you know, figure out all the other stuff, which Connor's amazing. So I don't know. I was thinking about doing a full professional studio, but at the same time, it would be cool to do it somewhere just totally chill.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
So this new album, you sort of hinted at the fact that it's going to be different in the sense that it's more raw. It's more acoustic.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much production going into it.
Yep.
Other than that, how is it like? How are the songs going to be different from your first EP, The Places We Will Go?
Yeah. I feel like this is so cliche I feel like it's a lot more honest of an album. And I feel like that's such an artist cliche to say, like, oh, this is my third album. It's the most, you know, honest I've ever been. But, like, honestly, it really is. I mean, I just, like, I feel like a lot of the songs I just kind of poured my heart out, whether it was heartbreak or something new or kind of like the in-between where I'm like, do I want something or do I, you know, like, this life by myself in the city or just the things happening around my life. Like my sister recently getting married and I wrote a song about that. And, I don't know. I feel like it's just more, I almost want to put it numerically because I wrote the first song last February, I think that's going to go on. And I kind of want to start the album cause I know when I wrote each song.
Oh, wow.
I almost want to like, start it with the song I wrote last February, which is I Have No Words, which is kind of like the slower, you know, I'm lonely song. Okay. But
you're not lonely anymore. You've got your girlfriend here today.
Yeah, she's right next to me here. Very happy man. She's the reason why I have like four new songs in the past month.
Wow, that's crazy. That's
no, it's true though. Right, like, yeah. That's what happened. You know, something new came about and just boom, four songs.
Well, thank you for that.
Thank you for finishing my album. Thank you. what was I talking about? So going numerically into like those different phases, you know, where there's the heartbreak, there's the confusion, there's the loneliness, there's the, you know, being hopeful. Maybe you're into someone new to like, yay, I found someone. So, I don't know. It's like kind of happened like that. So, I feel like I'm more storytelling. Whereas, I mean, the places we will go, I just feel like it was way more like pop driven.
That's kind of what I wanted to ask you about.
And because, like, this is kind of more finger picking, folk driven with some same type of like. Like me songs, as my dad would say, like, oh, that was very you sounding. But
so your style in that album, Places We Will Go, is very like a coffee house laid back, kind of like chill, at least in my mind. That's the way I perceive it. I don't know if that's
how you perceive it. And then Curtain Calls kind of like the surprise song that's just like,
it's a great album. I really like it. It's a great album. I was just listening to it on Apple Music too. And you got it on iTunes. Spotify, you can find it all those places too.
Yep.
So this album, kind of the new album, something similar to that.
It's something similar to that. I just feel like the lyrics themselves.
Yes.
I feel like my songwriting just has matured, basically, since I think I started writing Places We Will Go 4 years ago.
Okay.
And I just find myself getting used to songwriting more. And I wrote my first song when I was like 14. It was terrible. But
you all got to start somewhere. My very first break, I was just talking to Rachel, my fiance, about this the other day. My very first break was like, hi, my name is Jack. Thank you for listening. Okay, so you got to start somewhere.
Yeah. So, I feel like it's just progressing to the point where I feel a lot more confident and being a little more poetic or giving some metaphors or like, everything I've ever written is very, very, very straightforward. And this is too a little bit, but I don't know. I just feel more confident in the lyrics.
That's good.
Than before.
That's good. So. You know, the confidence takes time. I know that. I've struggled with confidence my whole career and my whole life. You know, it's something that people deal with. And as an artist trying to get to where you want to be, you know, you just got to keep going, keep moving forward.
Yep.
And keep spitting out music, keep throwing up those lyrics.
Yep, exactly.
And you develop over time and you just gain that confidence.
And tonight's like the trial run at the retreat. I'm playing the first 40 minutes is just all the new songs in a row.
Is it the whole album that you're going to play?
I'm going to play 10 songs,
10 songs. How many songs are going to be on there? the album?
Ten.
Oh, okay. So yeah. The entire album.
Which is really funny because I just noticed this. I posted an Instagram. I don't know if you remember it, but it listed the songs. And I said, oh, I just got like my 10th song for the album or whatever. And I think I posted it a few weeks ago after I had written when I wrote those two songs like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'm doing my album, 10 songs. And I recently looked at the post and there's 9 songs on it.
Oh, no.
And I have a brand new one I just wrote Monday. And
oh, well, so you're good then. So I'm good.
I made up for it. But I looked back at the post and no one said anything. I mean,
I wanted to.
She was being nice.
Yeah. No one said anything. And I was like, are they just letting it go? Like, I just had looked at it a few days ago. Because I was thinking, oh, well, maybe this could be the track listing. Maybe it was just happened by that. But there was 9 songs listed. And I was like, I got my 10 songs.
Well, so. You know, I don't want to wait any longer. I want to hear one of your songs. But why don't we play one now? And then we come back. I want to talk to you about your recent visit to the Grammys.
Yeah.
Which your pictures on Instagram and Facebook were just like, I wish I was there. Like it felt like I was there. That must have been such a cool experience.
Oh yeah.
So we'll talk about that coming up. For now, let's hear one of your songs off your new album. What is this one called?
I'm gonna play My Dear first.
Okay.
This one's called My Dear.
My Dear off your new album.
Primary Colors.
Primary Colors.
Soon to be coming out.
Coming
in
out
the summer.
Soon.
Yeah.
All right. Take it away.
All right. Taking you out. When I grew up, I found my place. Taking you out. We're separated. We're fixing all our distance. By the time you were 26, and look how far you've come, taking your own chances, and now I can follow you. This road we've taken, I won't take it for granted anymore. Cause tonight I play this song for you right here, my dear. Right here, my dear. And now you know just how I feel, my dear. Just how I feel, my dear, my dear. This road we've taken, I won't take it for granted anymore. Just how I feel, my dear. Just I feel my dear.
Love the song.
Oh, thank you.
I like it a lot.
Thank you.
And you know, you're talking earlier before about like the confidence factor and like building up the you know, music, building your confidence musically. Listening to your older stuff and to that now, it's like, I don't want to say it's your personality is completely changed, but it's like, it's like, it's like pushed down a new door.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because there's not the beep bops and the doop bops and
not that
whatever.
That's bad.
And it's fine.
Right, it's great.
Yeah.
But it's like, this is totally different.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just more mature. I feel like it's just that way. So, I mean, that's the way that I want the album to sound. It's like just that experience. But, right. You know, obviously I'm not going to be in front of every person that listens to it. That would be cool, but...
Now, so you said that song was one of the ones you wrote in like 15 minutes.
Yes, that was very fast.
That was very fast.
That wasn't one of the recent ones, though, but that was last summer.
Okay.
So.
Is there a story behind that? Because, I mean, the lyrics
were
pretty deep.
It was one of those, I know, and that's, like, I swear on my life, it just, like, popped out due to, like, you know, someone long distance. And since I was always in New York, I don't know why, but I could never, like, find like anything happening in New York. Like it just wasn't happening for me at all.
Really?
And I just wasn't feeling it. And so, you know, I was thinking about like, well, what if I was with someone that was long distance or back home or something along those lines, how would I feel about it? And that's what kind of happened. And
wow.
I just came up with a little bit of a story about, you know, what if there was someone further away, you know? Yeah, fixing all our distance.
Interesting.
So.
Interesting.
By the time that you were 26. That's one of the lyrics. But, yeah, I don't know. It just kind of popped out that way. Sometimes I think about, just as, you know, writers, you know, write like a story, like sometimes I just write fiction, honestly. And it doesn't have to be pulled from just...
See, I would have such a hard time with that as a songwriter because I'm just an honest person.
Right.
And I like if I were to write a song that was complete fiction, like you said,
I'd
be like, oh my God, I'm lying to people. But it's,
you know,
not, it's not lying.
But
it's a story.
It's kind of both because it's like, okay, yes, I have been, you know, I have been in a long distance relationship before, or, you know, I've thought about like, oh, well, what if this worked out with this person, like, so it is drawn from experience,
right?
But at the same time, it's not pinpointed.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I love the song.
Well, thank you.
I want to shift gears.
Cool.
And how are we doing on time?
Oh, it's cool. Don't worry about
it. Okay. I won't take up too much.
We got.
You know, you
got
to rest before you get over to the shoot.
No, there's no rest. It's just rehearsal and then show.
Just rehearsal. It's a long day. That's all right. I'm with you. Like I said, I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning. All right. Shifting gears now. I want to talk about your trip to the Grammys.
Yes.
That looked amazing.
It was awesome.
Not going to lie. How was it?
It was really cool. So I think now that I've attended, I can say like what happened, how I got there. I mean, I think to you, I made the joke and then that started me telling people this way. But I just said, oh, they were like, how'd you go to the Grammys? And I was like, well, I just decided to jog next to the right person in gym class in middle school. And that became my best friend. Which, by the way, Trent Park has a song out right now. I'm just going to do like a shameless, like, you know, one of those plugged ins for him. But the guy that got me to the Grammys, he just has a song out with a Tribe Called Quest, and he's the featured vocalist on it. They performed at the Grammys. So Jarobi from A Tribe Called Quest did a song with my best friend, and it's called Rules. The producer's Starita. But you can find it, Rules, Trent Park.
Wow, that's awesome.
And yeah, it's pretty insane. And so he's been in the connects with the Grammys for a while, and it just came to the point where he just invited me and his brother out. And so thanks to my mom, she would be like, oh, well, you didn't thank me on air. But my mom and dad flew me out because I'm a poor New York City artist.
It's all right. It's all right. We're all struggling, man. So, I feel you.
So my parents are, you know, helped me, you know, get there for sure, which was amazing. And yeah, it just all kind of came together. I was just at a new job. And they were, and I was like, look, I have this chance to go, and it just all worked out. It just all fell into place. So,
you went to, what is it called now? The Dolby Theater, right?
Yeah, it was.
It used to be the Kodak Theater, yeah, but then they went bankrupt. So
yeah, so there's this whole area called LA Live where there's all these different theaters and stuff.
Okay.
And restaurants and bars or whatever, and that's where the whole like Grammy area is, in the carpet and whatnot.
Okay. Yep.
So we went to, there's a pre-ceremony, which is one of the coolest things because it's just a room full of artists and no one really knows. I mean, people know who each other are, but everyone treats you as an equal. So you can be like talking to this, like, you know, super famous producer from Sony or whatever. And he's just like, what's your name? And I'm like, I'm Ben. And he's like, what do you do? I'm like, I'm an artist from New York, blah, blah, blah. Oh, that's sweet. Sweet, man. Good for you. Keep trucking. Like, everyone's super supportive.
That's awesome.
But that's I think it was a 4-hour ceremony or something. 75 awards were handed out.
Wow.
But you could get up and down. You know, we were drinking, but people were getting up and down, getting drinks and like hanging out in the lobby, eating food and then coming back in. And it was kind of just, it's more of like a hangout in this like huge, really nice theater. So you can sit wherever you want for that.
Wow.
And so we got like third or fourth row, which you can probably, I think you probably saw on my Instagram, but
yeah, you were pretty close.
Yeah.
You were very close.
So anybody listening, you can find me on Instagram at Ben_Fiori. And you can see all the Grammy picks and whatnot.
One of those pictures I think, you took of the weekend doing his performance up on stage or no, it was Chance the Rapper going up.
Chance. Yes. This is one of the coolest moments. Cause I love Chance.
He's like awesome. I love him too. He's great.
Oh, man, it was so cool. So he was actually sitting behind me, which is crazy. But he was sitting behind me, and he won his actual like first Grammy, like, you know, because these are awards before the show. So
yeah,
he won other awards at the live ceremony, but this was his actual first Grammy award ever won. And he had like a group of like 20 people with him, like friends and family. And he was so pumped, and it was so cool just to see an artist in that light. And he was just like chilling in a hoodie and jeans, like chilling at his, you know, like Grammy ceremony. And he couldn't even speak because he was just so excited.
Yeah.
So it's cool to see that like human side to a lot of artists.
So now the after parties, you went to those.
Yeah.
From the looks of it. Did you meet anyone? Like that's the biggest question. Well, did you meet any celebrities?
I didn't get to meet anyone huge. No, like, I think the day of the Grammys, I think Elton John holds like a huge party. I think that's like the party for like the A-list people.
At his house?
But I don't know. I'm not really sure. But I know there's like a P. Diddy party that he always does, like a all-white party or something. Huh. And then Elton John does a after party. Like those are probably the two most like famous ones to go to. So this was like sponsored by the Grammy Awards. This is like the Grammy after party.
Yeah.
I got to see everyone because I got to do the carpet. So this is funny how I got to the carpet was we tried to get to the area and they told us no, like 3 hours prior to when they opened the carpet for the celebrities, which I thought they would do the opposite. They would let like the random people in. And that, like, take some pictures and then, like, let the famous people, you know, walk through or whatever. But so there's bronze, silver, and gold and platinum tickets. We had gold.
Oh.
Which are, like, pretty good. Like, you know.
Was the highest platinum? The
highest is platinum, okay. Yeah. So they were only letting gold and platinum through, but the gold line was, like, gigantic.
Mm.
And –
Not everyone could afford the platinum.
Yeah. So I mean, I was thankful just to get the gold ticket. I mean, it's crazy. But so we walk up and we have the tickets are like in my pocket. So you can't see like what kind of tickets I have. So they were just like, all right, all platinum tickets this way. And we literally just walk past like 300 people. Like, yep, we're just going to try it. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? And we got like first dibs
on
the carpet. And so I got to see like everyone. Like you name it, I saw that person like next to me on the carpet. They have this barrier, but
oh, that's so cool.
It was crazy. So you know, you walk immediately past like Seacrest and all that kind of stuff, and we're just but they keep moving you because there is a lot of people that want to do that portion,
right?
If you have a gold or platinum ticket, so they kind of like push you through, but you're trying to look at the same time and be like, who am I seeing?
So it's all really happening fast.
So it happens so fast.
It's like sensory overload almost. Yeah.
Like there's like my Facebook profile picture right now is me, you know, on the red carpet or whatever. Mm. That was like the most stressful. They were like, all right, take a photo and leave. And I was like, okay.
Oh, really?
And you know, smiled and then had to leave. But yeah, it was, I don't know. It was awesome. So the after party, it just gets like buck wild. Like
I believe it. No, I've heard I think one year after the after party at the Grammys, I think Jimmy Fallon and a bunch of other, you know, A-list celebrities just went nuts.
You could get filed through like little ants, like in this gigantic line of people into the after party, and there's a really cool room. There was like a jazz room where you could like get your fancy, you know, get a martini and look all fancy and talk to important people. That's where like I feel like that's where the more like older people were hanging out.
Okay.
And then there was this other room, which I think I took a video of it, and there were just people like dressed as animals, and it was like this like forest, and they had the after party there, and the after party like E live show was there. Awesome food, ridiculous. It was like just anything you could possibly imagine, just everything, and then open bar. So I walk in and Gavin DeGraw is playing.
Oh, no way. So, I mean, you're a big fan of him, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Huge fan. I met him when I was, I think I was 16. It was like 2004. I met him in this.
That's when he was really
little,
big.
Small little like, yeah, he had Don't Want to Be. I don't want to be. Because it was on the TV show. Or at One Tree Hill. Was it One Tree Hill opening theme song?
That. And I just remember Bo Bice playing it on American Idol.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like, man, he's really, I know, totally random fact, but so I really like that song. You remember Bo Bice?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
that
was
the season Carrie Underwood won, I think.
Yeah.
it was between him
what
and Carrie.
What happened to him? I'm going to Google him after we're done with this interview.
Bo Bice. I need to know that, too.
I don't know if he's on iTunes. But, yeah, so Gavin was playing, so I was super stoked. So, yeah, and then it just got crazy because my friend had just gotten off, like, working the Grammys. So it was just.
Well, it sounds
it just
like
got
it was
one after another, you know, and it turned into honestly, it turned into like a high school prom because
everyone
just got out of their mind and were on the dance floor. And they just started playing like, you know, they started playing like Yeah, and they started playing like old school JT, like Senorita and stuff.
Was
and
he
we're
there?
Just going at it.
Was he there?
He was. I saw him on the. Was he? I don't even know. I'm
that's
got to
be
if
funny.
I saw him on the carpet or not?
I'm just thinking like that's got to be funny. But like the artists that created those songs that they're playing. That's like they're there.
Yeah, like them there. But yeah, it just turned into this like crazy huge like high school dance vibe because they started playing all these early 2000 songs and everyone just started going crazy doing dance circles and dance off. The wait staff was getting in on it. It was just, it was so much fun.
Well. I hope one day that you're going to be going there as one of those A-listers.
Yes.
So we're working on that. But that must have been a really cool experience.
Yeah. Actually, funny story about being there and like, you know, someday. There was at the pre-ceremony, they had a rule where like if no one stood up within 30 seconds, like they just accept it, you know, for the person or if they're not there or something.
Oh, okay.
Because it just needs to move because there's so many awards. So I went up to go to the bathroom and I came back into the theater. I came back into the theater and they just announced an award.
Oh, no.
And the crowd was like, woo! And I'm like walking down halfway down and I'm like, oh, this is what it feels like.
Oh no, they thought it was you?
Well, no, they didn't. They didn't point me out or anything.
Oh, like, I see what you mean.
I had that moment to myself.
Gotcha.
You know, because the actual person was walking down the other aisle, but like.
But it was just perfect timing, have, yeah. Right?
And like, I was just strolling back in and like whatever, and the whole audience started clapping, and I'm like walking down. There's like the Grammy logo everywhere. I'm like, this is kind of what it feels like, I guess.
I'm visualizing that in my mind, and I must be like, wow, yeah.
And I bum rushed it to my seat. I was not casually walking. Oh, I was like, oh my God. after a few seconds.
Just quickly run up, grab your Grammy, and leave.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, that's so cool.
Oh,
well,
man.
So you got to go to the Grammys and, now you're back here playing music. So it seems like
cool.
Things are going really well for you.
Yeah, no, it's great. I really hope I get to get this album done really soon and to get it out there. So then I can share new music with people, cause it's just been a while. So
all right.
I'm itching to do some new stuff.
Well, I can't wait to hear all of it. Do we have time for one more song?
Oh yeah, of course.
I did just briefly want to ask you real quick.
Yeah.
Before you go. Are you going to some fun questions? I just want to have a couple fun questions. If you got a couple minutes.
Yeah, of course.
Some fun questions, all right?
All right.
So, are you going to see It?
I hate clowns so much. But yes, I'm going to put myself through the torture.
Did you see the first one?
Yes. I hate clowns. So you have no idea. I hate clowns so much, but it just looks so good because I'm a horror buff and I love horror.
You like thrillers and you love horror movies.
Yes.
See, so you probably love Final Destination.
Yeah, I mean, all those, you know, I was a crazy person about the Saw movies. I was always
there. Oh my God. Oh, yeah. I watched Saw 2 in the theater once when it first came out.
Yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
like, I don't know why I came with my friends to see this.
I'm setting myself up to like scream like a girl in the movie theater, but it's gonna happen and it's fine.
Can you hear a little preview?
Ah! It's gonna be.
This is on the lower end of it.
There's other things that I probably could say that I won't say on the podcast.
Well, for me, not no way, no how am I ever gonna see that? I can't. A clown's from the mind of Stephen King.
Man.
That is a very interesting place. I can't do it. And finally, what are some of your favorite artists that you're listening to right now? I know you love Ed Sheeran.
Of course.
And his new album is just spectacular.
Yes. Which, by the way, I just want to know what your favorite tracks are. Because mine, I fell in love with Happier, even though it's super depressing, but it builds really well. And I love Barcelona.
That's
a lot.
Those
are like my top two right now that I'm like listening to back and forth.
See, his album is sort of all over the place,
right?
Which is cool. It's very diverse in his musical style.
Yeah.
And the first when it came out, I listened to it nonstop for like 3 days, and then I stopped. I wanted to give myself a break because I didn't want to get like too. I didn't want to ruin it for me right away because Multiply, I played the hell out of that.
Right, same.
And I got to a point where it's like I need to take a break from it. And then
I
took a couple months off and then I went back and it's like, okay, like these songs are good. I don't want to ruin the songs. I believe in spacing it out a little bit. But based off of, you know, listening to it nonstop for a couple of weeks, I love Galway Girl.
Yeah, I actually was trying to learn that for tonight's gig, and it wasn't happening. But I have other Edge stuff I'm going to play. But.
Awesome. That song is just, I love that they've got the Irish band in there.
Right,
just so unique.
It's a cool mix of him, like, rapping. And
with that kind of music behind it. Right. No, that is a really good song, and even though it's one of his hits, and I just love Castle on the Hill.
Yeah.
I'll be trying
that out tonight, and we'll see how that goes.
That is just a good song.
Me and Zach are going to wing that one. But yeah, I mean, Ed, I have my standbys where I go to Goo Goo Dolls, Coldplay. I almost want to scroll through my phone for like new people I'm listening to. I was actually playing in the car today. There's a new Bon Iver album.
Oh yeah,
22 a Million.
Yeah.
Do you know it? Have you listened to it?
I've listened to some of it. It's really
interesting.
Rachel loves Bon Iver.
It's kind of like you have to go through from beginning to end, but I have to say that did inspire some of my more like chill songs, even though there's like so much production around what's happening on that album. That's probably like that's one of like my favorite go-to like commute in New York albums.
Okay.
And A Great Big World is always one of my favorites too. They performed at the fair last year.
Yeah, you weren't there for it, were you?
No, yeah. I actually came up for that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know you're here.
Sorry.
Sorry. No, that's all right.
No, I was mad because I missed X Ambassadors and I heard how awesome they were.
They were awesome.
I'll probably be back up to Syracuse to the amphitheater a couple times because I know Goo's coming, Matchbox.
There's so many shows coming to Syracuse this year. I can't even keep track of them.
That new amphitheater. I still haven't checked it out yet, the new amphitheater. So
it's really nice.
Yeah.
We're going to be in the pit for Third Eye Blind. And
that's going to be an awesome show because they're playing beginning to end, like their first album, right?
Yes.
That's it. Yeah. Oh, that's such a cool idea.
Tons of great. This is going to be a great summer for shows. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll see you again out this summer.
Oh, yeah. I'll be out here.
So let's hear one more song off your brand new soon-to-be album.
Yes.
The name of it again?
Primary Colors.
Primary Colors.
It's kind of, it's basic, but it can blend and go all different directions.
I like it. So what is the name of this song?
This one's called Kiss. This is a brand new one I wrote a couple weeks ago.
All right, take it away.
When I was a teen, I let my heart break. The last photo I took with you, we were just a part of the news. And I was left writing all these songs. You disappeared in dust and gone till now. Till now.
That's a fun song.
Yeah, I like that a lot. That's kind of like the old me vibe a little bit, but
yeah. You know. But again, you can definitely hear the evolution.
Yeah.
In the style.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. So Kiss was the name of that one, and then the first one was
My Dear.
My Dear. Yeah. Now was this song again one of the ones that you wrote quick?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
That was one of the ones I wrote. I wrote like two songs in a night. I wrote. A Safe Home and Kiss, like in one night, just boom, wow. It just happened, like one after another. That's awesome. I don't even know what happened. Like, it just, boom. Well,
sometimes it just works like that.
Yep. So
sometimes you hit gold.
Yeah. That's pretty sweet. So,
well, I don't want to take up too much more of your time because I know you got to get over to the retreat pretty soon. Well, you start at 9 tonight.
I start at 9.
Right.
Yeah,
but you got to rehearse, get some rest.
Yeah. Me and Zach haven't played together since July. So we got some. We got some cleaning up to do.
All right. Well, I'm so looking forward to seeing you guys tonight. All your music, you find out more about Ben at benfiore.com.
Yep.
Find him on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. What's all your information?
Yeah. So Facebook's just Ben Fiore. It's F-I-O-R-E for those who don't know how to spell my name. Instagram is Ben_Fiore. And my Twitter handle... Ooh, B Fiore Music. Almost forgot. But yeah, you can find me at benfiore.com too. You can listen to all my stuff on Spotify, yes. iTunes, Apple Music, all that good stuff. There's Circles Remix, and The Places We Will Go. So
awesome. And then soon to be
Primary Colors.
And hopefully within the next few months,
yes,
we'll see.
Hopefully within the next few months, as soon as I can sit in someone's living room and sing into a microphone, that album will be out.
Awesome. Well, we are looking forward to it. Ben, keep on doing what you're doing. You sound great.
Yeah, thanks for
I hope we
me,
can
Ben.
Do this again very soon.
Yeah.
You're always welcome. So thanks so much for coming in today.
Cool. Yeah.
And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good, man.